Alright, we explore the scripture, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to 6. Verse 1 and 2 on Friday night. Shall we just quickly look at it? Said, thus said the Lord to his anointed Cyrus. But we told you on Friday that God is not just talking to Cyrus. You are the one God is talking to, icon of glory. He said, whose right hand I have holding to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Praise God. So we are able to look at that there are forces you must fight before the door can open. So we look at nations and we look at the kings that the Bible is referring to there. Praise God. And we look at the scripture that says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against rulers of darkness, principalities, rulers of darkness in the high places, which is the king that the Bible is referring to there. And we dealt with them in a good manner on Friday. And yesterday, God took us a little bit away, but not really far away from the topic, that no more delay in my life. How many of us believe that word? Say to yourself this morning, say no more delay.
No more delay.
Say it to your life, say no more delay.
No more delay.
Say it one more time, say no more delay.
No more delay.
Say it again, say no more delay.
No more delay.
And beginning from now, no more delay in your life. Every door that has been delayed in opening, I decree no more delay in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But this morning, the Lord asked me to come and give you the key to open your door. And that key, this is the topic. Speak to your door to open up. When choir was ministering, I said, wow. I believe they prepared their song without consulting my notes. And I prepare my notes without consulting the Ariaza. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But I believe they consulted the Holy Spirit. And I also consulted the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit gave us the same road of channel. The same channel. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, let them sing the last chorus for me. The last stanza. Speaking, healing, speaking, deliverance, okay, speaking favor, alright, just the last stanza there, okay, one to go.
I speak healing, deliverance, miracles, favor, blessing, prosperity now.
Everybody.
I speak healing, deliverance, miracles, favor, blessings, prosperity now.
We are going to sing it 7 times.
I speak healing, deliverance, miracles, favor, blessings, prosperity now.
Sing it 4 times.
I speak healing, deliverance,
eyeball to eyeball. Say to your life. Say to that place, to your life, to your situations, to your home, to your business, to your career. All right, sing it now.
I speak healing, deliverance, miracles, favor, blessings, prosperity.
Last time to your prayer. Thank you. Many doors are locked, not by key, but by thorns. The door that refused to open to you is not because somebody is behind it, it's because you refuse to open it. Let me show you a scripture. Take your seat. Let me show you a scripture. Then I will ask you a question from that scripture this morning. Hallelujah. The book of Matthew. Matthew. I want to deal with a very serious issue here this morning. And I come to discover that one of the great lessons that the church is learning very slowly is the usage of our tongue. On several occasions, many of us think bogus word produce bogus results, not knowing that little statement that you are making over yourself goes a long way to determine and channel away whatever you see. Many people are speaking destruction, woes, and failure to themselves like a joke, not knowing that it's going a long way to destroy their lives. I am a pure Yoruba man. But what I'm saying this morning has nothing to do with tribe. But then, in our tribe, it's very easy to say some short words to ourselves. Like, Moku, Mogwe. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Morire, Modana. And different kind of things like that. You say them. On several occasions, you have been saying it for the past 30 years. But you are expecting a different result in your life. No, Zig Ziglar said it is high madness to be doing things the same way and be expecting a different result. Many of us have been speaking failures to ourselves for a longer period of time. Let me quickly say this again. Doors are not closed because there is a key. Doors are closed because somebody is saying closed door to himself. As you open your mouth, now listen to me, not only the place of prayer, because nobody will go to place of prayer and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let there be sickness now, let me go down. No. On several occasions in the place of prayer, you say great things. In the church, you say beautiful things. You say powerful things. But as you step out of the church, you begin to counter them with your statement. This is one of the lessons that church is learning very slowly. There is power in your tongue. Speak to your door to open up. Pastor Adio said something the other time. He said, the heart of man is one of the great doors that need to open for you. See that, sir? And the Bible says something in the book of Psalm 24. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, O ancient doors. What is the ancient doors? Ancient doors is the heart of man. That is the ancient door. But do you know what? You don't need to be perambulating around in order to open that door. Just keep speaking. You may be saying it and the atmosphere is not looking like it. Keep saying it. There is power in your tongue. Jesus said, I've given unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall thy enemy assault you. That is what the Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 19. But let me quickly tell you this. That power was not put to your leg. That power was not installed to your leg. That God put that power in your tongue. In your tongue. In your tongue. You ride on the devil by your tongue. You ride on the devil by your tongue. Somebody is here this morning. As you speak, doors shall open. Are you in the book of Matthew chapter 16? Jesus was the one talking to Peter. Jesus was the one talking to Peter. Let's read verse 17. Or let's read verse 18 and 19. Yes, verse 18 and 19. Matthew 16, 18 and 19. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yes, go ahead. Okay? He said, I'll give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. What do you use key to do? Say it louder. To open. And how did he say it? He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Let's look at it in New Living Translation. NLT. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay? NLT. Yes. He said, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth. How do you forbid? With your mouth. What did he say he's giving to you? The key. So, what opened your door? The key has been put into your mouth. The key is in your mouth. That's why beginning from now, you know I usually say something. That it doesn't matter where they lock me up. Let them lock me up in the darkest world. And lock the door times seven. You know? In the inner, seven times. Let them lock me up there. Chain my leg, chain my hand, chain my entire body. As long as they don't chain my mouth, I'll come out. As long as they don't chain my mouth, I'll come out. Why? Because what will loose me is not in my leg. What will loose me is in my mouth. Somebody's not hearing me this morning. What will loose me is not in my leg, it's in my mouth. We have done a lot of damages and harm to ourselves by what we say. From this morning, start saying something good to yourself. Why should you look at yourself and say, I don't think my CGPA can rise? Who told you that rubbish? Where did you hear it from? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How can you say something to yourself? How can you look at yourself? Little did you know that whatever you say, you are giving it life. Whatever you declare from your mouth, you are giving it life. That's why you must not join people to condemn yourself. There is power in your tongue. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. From this morning, permit your open door by your tongue. Permit your open door by your tongue. Devil is not too strong. He's not strong enough to resist your word. Devil is not strong enough to resist your word. Doors that are waiting for your words, not your recognition. There are some doors that are waiting for the word of your mouth, not your recognition. There are some word, there are some doors that are waiting for the word of your mouth, not your recognition. You can recognize it and refuse to say something. Christians have been lazy to speak to themselves. Do you know one thing? Let me quickly differentiate one thing for you this morning. You know we speak about issues. We speak about matters. We speak about situations. We speak about many things, but we don't speak to things. Because there is a difference between speaking about something and speaking to things. When you look at majority of Nigerians today, we are just speaking about our situation. Buhari refused to do this. APC refused to do that. PDP and APC, they are the same. What do we need in this country now? We need a constitutional amendment. We need a referendum. We need a restructuring. We keep speaking about it. But do you know, nobody has ever sat down and keep speaking to this situation. I declare today, as you open your mouth, doors shall open for you. I usually tell people, I still explain it in my church today. I was sharing with them about the laws that bring enlightenment to a man. Law of waiting, that's number one. Law of opening. And I told them, when the Lord say open your lives, it comprises of four things. Open your eyes, open your ears, open your heart. Then when you open these three, let them engineer the opening of your mouth. Because a lot of people open mouth without hearing anything.
And when you open your mouth and you are saying something that you did not hear from the Lord, let me tell you one thing. You know, devil is so cunning. Oh my goodness. I wish we can study Bible very well. Jesus called his disciples, said, young men, come over here. He said, let me take you. He said, let us cross over to the other side. Let us cross over. He took Peter and the rest of the disciples. They joined him. Let us cross over. Please, what did Jesus say? Let us cross over to the other side. What did Jesus say? Say it now. Say it again. Say it again. If you are in that vehicle and they ask you, where are you going? We are crossing over to the other side. Who said it? Jesus. Who is Jesus? God. Let us cross over. But along the line, as they were going, Jesus left off and storm arose. Brew, 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 and, you know, water started seeping in into the water, into the canoe. And finally, they start scooping the water out. And it's like the ship is going to capsize. And different kind of trouble. You know, they are soaked. Peter was running after and scattered. He was on Shanoa. And suddenly he said, where is Jesus safe? And they saw Jesus sleeping on a pillow. Praise God. I would actually say, if you are sitting, sleeping, and you use pillow, you are a son of Jesus. But we that we don't use pillow, we are also son of Jesus. Praise God. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Ah, they look at Jesus. And they went to Jesus. Please, what's supposed to be the word of their mouth? Jesus! You say, let us cross over to the other side. But what did they say? Don't you care we die? Ah, where do they hear death? That is always the strategy of the devil. He wants to take the word of God from your mouth because he knows that's where your deliverance lies. That's where your healing lies. So he takes it away from you. You now look at situations. You now put situation in your mouth. I'm sick. I'm tired. That's why when Adam said, you know, God said, Adam, where are thou? Adam said, I'm hiding. The Lord said, why? He said, I am naked. God said, who told you? Let me ask you a question this morning. Some of the things you are saying to yourself, where did you hear it from? Who told you? Who told you that you are sick? And some people say, well, I went for tests and my test told me. But do you hear what Bible says in the book of Romans? He said, yea, God forbid, let God be true and every man a liar. Every man a liar. Because the computer that is reading your body was invented by a man. The word of God says you are strong. The word of God says you are healed. The word of God says you are a whole human being. You are whole. Whatever that is going on around you now is just a mere situation. Keep saying it. I am not down. Keep saying it. I'm not sick. Keep saying it. I'm not a dead man. Keep saying it. The more you say it, the more you see life. Tell somebody beside you, I'm not down. You are not saying it to yourself. Say it to yourself. Say, my door is not closed. Say it again, people of God. Say, people of God. Say, I'm not frustrated. Say it, I'm not alone. Say, I'm not down. Keep saying it to yourself. Don't let the devil cajole you. Don't allow situation to seduce you to a point that you start telling yourself things that are not in the dictionary of God. He said, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So he said, Peter, I give you that key. I give you that key. And that's why when Peter got to the beautiful gate, he saw the man there that was begging for alms. And Peter looked at his face. Peter said, look. Mr. Man, if you look at our pocket now, see, not a day inside. You see? I believe the guy already looked at him. Because that guy is doing business. I usually tell people, compare and contrast. Sometimes when you are reading Bible, go and look at Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, and look at the guy at the beautiful gate. You discover that they are not the same. Yes, blind beggar. The other one is also a lame man. But the lame man at the beautiful gate is a businessman. The Bible says of about 40 years of age, every day they bring him with wheelbarrow and they tip him down there. And he's collecting his money, just making his cool money there. So when Peter and John was going to the temple, and they look at him, they said, okay, silver and gold have we none, or have I none? But what I have, I give unto you. What I have, I give unto you. What I have is in my mouth, and I will give you now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and do what? And walk. Do you know the man refused to walk? He refused to walk. You want to spoil my business? Why will I walk? Mr. Man, I'm okay. Nothing is wrong with me. Honestly, nothing is wrong with me. Peter said, today you walk by force. How you walk? I've said it. It must not go back the same way. And what did Peter do? He hijacked him. He held him by hand and dragged him up. And instantly, the Bible says, his knees. Now, Peter accomplished what he had said by his mouth with his hand. There are sometimes many of us are going to places you have not spoken to. That's why you met failure there. Okay? You are going somewhere to go and ask somebody for favor. Speak before you go. The word of your mouth go to work. You now go there to accomplish it by your presence. From this morning, learn to speak. Look at somebody said that person, learn to speak. I've told Pastor Derek this story. I don't know, maybe I've said it in this church before. I was traveling. That day, I think I was traveling out of the country. I was going, either I was going to Dubai or I was going to South Africa. South of the two. I think it should be South Africa. And my flight was around 7. Sir, I left in around 4. And it was during the time that Abuja Road is something else. Especially around that Gurara Junction, you know, Kwakuti, stroke, Lambata, dust everywhere. And I was in a hurry. In fact, I just crossed a little bit after Paiko. I just passed Paiko when one of our brothers there, my son that is at the airport, gave me a call. Hello, Daddy, where are you? They are already checking in. No international journey, you have to check in on time. At least 3 hours to the time. He said, Daddy, where are you? I said, I'm on the way. I just left Mina. Ah! He said, Daddy, you missed this flight too. I said, I won't miss it in Jesus' name. Ah, why will you talk like that? I'm coming. I told the brother that is driving, I said, run. I said, we are going to heaven. Run. And sir, we are looking at, I think, Ferindoki ahead like this. And we saw the Bratoluse bullion, their bullion, this banker, but they are central bank people. You know, that bullion, you could see Mopo on top with their gun like this, looking at people coming from the back. They won't allow you in any way to overtake them. And they are going around 20, 30, 40. Boy. We are going, all of a sudden, we join the queue. Ah! We started going like that. Going like that. Number one, I'm late already. Then number two, I now met another lateness on the way. So I think maybe I'll be my late time. I will keep moving. So this, I'll forfeit my flight this night. And I have to be South Africa because the meeting I'm going for, I'm to preach there at Pretoria. So we keep moving. Suddenly, something happened in my spirit. There is power in your tongue now. I say, Father, I thank you because you are a great God. Lord, because there is no how you can escape, sir. There is no how. If I didn't do what I did that day, don't look at me as a bad prophet or a bad man of God. But I have to do that in order for me to go and do the kingdom assignment. Le kapo sutarande, ruza zalibaya. Lord, if you break the tire, if you bust the tire of the mopo, the money will continue to move. If you bust the tire of any of the entourage, the money will continue to move. We won't be able to overtake them. But Lord, the one that carried the money, let the tire burst. In the mighty name of Jesus, tire burst. Mansa Sanibaya, tire burst. The one that carried the money, tire burst. I believe the brother that is driving me, you know, is not letter. He's hearing me. He will look at back. Is this man serious at all? We are talking about this bulletproof van. The tire is thicker than every normal tire. How do you think this thing is going to burst? I was just praying. I was praying in the Holy Ghost. Man, Lucete, man, Rande, Keyi, Brahalia. There is power in your tongue. After about 10 minutes, I just hear, boom! From nowhere. I say, yes, it has busted. It has busted. It has busted. The brother said, Daddy, Ofa, Mulofa. Ofa, Mulofa. And immediately, you see the mopo, they jump down. Everybody, pass. That's exactly what I'm waiting for. I'm not after your money. I'm after my time. That's how I escape. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
They were boarding when I got to Abuja. Everyone said, are you the one we're waiting for? I said, you need to wait for me. The tire busted by the power of tongue. If I come down with nail, what do you think will happen that day? They will shoot me. You are given to physical things. That is why it seems as if the spiritual are not working. The Bible says the things you can see, they are temporal. He said the one you cannot see, they are what? They are eternal. We have a realm where nobody can escape from your hand. That is the realm of the spirit. We speak to that realm. We speak to that realm. From today, keep speaking to your door. There is a door meant for your glory. There is a door meant for your blessings. There is a door meant for your upliftment. There is a door meant for your testimony. Keep speaking to it. That door is not stronger than the word of your mouth. Can somebody say amen? The message I've come to share with you this morning is as simple as that. But I have to show you one or two instances, then we begin to pray. You are going to speak this morning. Not only this morning, as you leave here, keep speaking. As you leave this place, keep speaking. You see, many of us, we don't learn to speak for too long. And that's why it seems, you know, that's what I said before yesterday too. We don't fight for too long. He said it was first day, second day, third day, and the fourth day. You know, when God was teaching me the power of words, he called me one morning. The ministry was very young that time. I was around Odoye State, stroke Lagos Street, and that's the area we flock around that time. And the Lord told me one day, he said, come, I want to give you a word, and I'll put that word in your mouth. You are going to confess it for 1 year. Every blessed day. Keep confessing it. Keep confessing it. So when the Lord gave me the word, it doesn't even look like the word of the Bible. I said, Lord, why are you giving me this word? The Lord said, I'm giving you because a time is coming. You'll be in the news. People will begin to talk about you everywhere. He said, but the people, they are talking about them and they don't die. There is an anointing that is backing them up. The word I'm putting in your mouth now will sustain you at the day of trouble. When people begin to carry your name for fake news everywhere, then you will stand upright you stand tall in their midst. And I started saying it. I said it for 1 year. If after 1 year, I continue to say it. Now, what am I trying to say? When the trouble started, people of God, they almost run me out of this town. They run me out of this town. I was training some people recently in the church, and I told them, I said, let's even calculate the people that left that time. Sir, we calculate close to 70 people that left church. 70 that left church. And I was asking from them, their new leader I was bringing up, I'm bringing up. And I said, if 70 people leave you at once, how will you live? Or how will you feel? What do you think is happening to you? Everyone then looked at my face. They said, we can't stand the trauma. I said, that is what I stood for. When about 70 people left the church, the word that God gave me for 1 year sustained me at that day. People of God, enough of saying negative to yourself. Stop where you stop now. From today, don't let anybody. There is one young man we grew up together. His name is Ajay. But you know, being our background and our tongue, we call him Ajari. Ajari, Ajari, Ajari. I don't know where his mother got the wisdom from. I've said it in church times without number. I don't know where his mother got the wisdom from. If this boy do anything or did anything that make the mother to beat him to the point of crying, the mother will never curse. And you know where we came from? Even cracking jokes with you, they curse you. You know, I shouldn't say that now on the altar. Cracking jokes with you. Eh? Just even greeting, they garnish it with curse. Can you just imagine? I have an elder brother, I have to stop him from ministry. If you greet him like this on phone, hello sir, he will say, fire catch you. Thunder fire you. That's greeting. You know, I don't want to pronounce it the way they used to pronounce. He said, fire catch you now. Then you catch fire. Boy, those languages are terrible. If they are greeting you in the morning, you just see an elderly person and say, good morning, sir. If you want to answer you correctly, say, your mouth is scratching you now. Can you just imagine? You know, it's a curse. Anything they say, curse. If they are sending you on an errand, curse. They keep cursing. And that's why you discover from that background, few people rise. It's only few people that rise to the limelight. When I enter into the work of ministry, the Lord said, every negative word they have pronounced over your life when you are young, go to the mountain and remove them. I was there for 14 days. The Lord said, or else you won't live long. See, whether from somebody or from yourself, from today, stop negative word to your life. Stop it. Somebody come to you and say, excuse me, sir, good morning, sir, in the office. Say, I have a dream overnight about you. Ask him first, is it a good dream? And he said, sir, it's not a palatable dream. Tell him, I will listen to it, but go and write it down. Stop asking people to tell you dream directly. Some people are telling you dream by witchcrafting. I saw you inside casket. Sir, oh Lord, hell. You are going. I saw you inside casket, and the ebony people are dancing like this, dancing like this, dancing like this, dancing like this. That's like this. He said, I woke up and later discovered that it's a dream. And say, I reject it in Jesus' name. No, you haven't rejected it. They have said it. Anything they say, they give it life. So, severally, are you guys what I'm saying now? When our ministry was just coming up, a woman came to my office and said, sir, I had a dream that you sleep and you die. I said, you didn't dream well. You didn't wake up well. I said, you will go back home, man, and sleep again. And pray that God give you that dream. You will discover that I didn't die. I succeeded. And he says, I said, look, I can't die. There are several scriptures that confirm it. I cannot die now. It's not that I cannot die forever. I will die after I have finished. I prayed a prayer for myself this morning. Today marks the 23rd year of my ministry. I said, Lord, I won't leave the scene until I am empty. I won't leave the scene until I am empty. The book of Judges chapter 6 verse 23. Look at what he says. And he's saying the same thing to you this morning. Judges chapter 6 verse 23. What does he say? He says, it's alright. Okay, anyone? He said, and the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee. That's to Jupiter. He said, fear not, thou shalt not die. So where do you see the dream of death? Where do you see the dream of death? From now, start saying good things to yourself. The boy I was talking about, he just saw my picture online, and he sent a message to me. And he said, excuse me, is this the same Ojo Peter that we grew up together? I can't even recognize him anymore. Looking different. Looking more lighter than when we were young. And I sent a message back to him. I said, is Ojo Peter, where do you grow up from? So that I know where I grew up from. And he said, we grew up together in social place, in social place. So he mentioned the name on the plate, in social church. I said, I'm the one. He said, don't you know Ajayi? And he mentioned his name. You know, they are not from my hometown per se. And he was describing himself. He said, wow. So it was there the flash of his face now came back. And I look at him, this young man. So we exchanged number, we greeted. He said, well, I'll talk to you next month. Why next month? Are you doing abracadabra? Are you traveling now? He said, no. He said, I'm going offshore. He said, I'll be offshore for 1 month. He said, when I come back, he has become an engineer. Not only an engineer, he's a naval officer. Not only a naval officer, he has become, you know, a marine officer. He said, One of the days I went to preach near Lagos, he came to meet me. Sir, I saw a car. I opened my mouth. Ajayel come. Then, something happened in my spirit. I now knew the reason why this guy is skyrocketing. He said, you know my mother, there was no money to go to school. He said, I finished secondary school. I came out with good grades. He said, somebody just came and said, I'll sponsor you. I just feel like sponsoring you. He said, I'll sponsor you. He said, I went to Ambrose Ali in Benin. And he said, I came out and somebody just abducted me from NY service and took me to Nigeria Navy service. He said, to the glory of God today, I'm this, I'm that, sir. He's a big man, oh. Big man, oh. I now reflected. I said, okay. In those days, whenever we all do what is wrong, when my mother is beating me, Fafa, Yagje, Sai, Omamuruku, Sai. You know, all of those demonic adjectives. But his own mother will be saying, Oride, Wagalaye, Wabalanopade, Washere. You know, whenever the woman is beating her child like that, all of us will be laughing. You are not serious. But the woman is more serious than my mother. Somebody is not hearing me. The word of the mouth. Let me tell you this. Abraham, now, Jacob said, O ye sons of Jacob. He said, come over here. O ye sons of Israel. He said, let me tell you what will become of you in the future. Come, let me tell you. How many of us are following what is going on between Israel, Palestinians, and Gaza, and all of them? Syria. Do you know in the midst of war, they are building? You are not hearing me? They are fighting. There is no place where people fight and build. Go to Maiduguri, you will understand what I'm talking about. Anywhere there is warfare, they can't build. That's why Solomon said, he said, you know my father, when he was alive, because of the war that surrounded them round about, he said he couldn't build for the name of the Lord. He said, but in my own time, the Lord has given me peace all around. So, I want to build. Anybody fighting cannot build. But Israelites are fighting, they are building. Sir, they came to site and they started building. They started an estate of about 300 buildings at once. And yet, they are fighting. It's not ordinary. Somebody spoke to their lives. Somebody spoke to them. Beginning from now, start speaking to yourself. Look at me, people of God. Reuben will have finished. Oh God. Reuben will have finished. Because Jacob said, the first word he said, Reuben, you are my firstborn. The beginning of my strength. He said, but you are unstable like water. You know, all of them line up. He said, I'll start speaking to you one by one. When he said, Reuben, come to the front. You know, all the brothers, he said, Ruby. Ruby guy. And say, yeah. You know, I can just imagine that guy now with his face cut backward. And he just stood behind at the front of his father. And the father said, you are the beginning of my stay. Everybody just said, He said, you are my firstborn. They just say, He said, but unstable like water. He said, He said, you will not excel. The man finished it. From that time, sir, authority was taken from Reuben. There are two things that belong to firstborn in the land of Israel. Authority and population. Authority of Reuben was given to Judah. And the population was given to Joseph. Reuben became empty. Because his father spoke. But when it was the time for Moses to die, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 3, he said, let Reuben live and not die. He rescued him. He said, let him not be few. Let his people be many. That is the highest that prophet could do for him. That's why we are still hearing that Reuben is part of Israel today. But people of God, the word of mouth is terrible. Beginning from now, don't let anybody say negative to your child. Don't let anybody say negative to yourself. You know, some people will say, plenty word does not fill a basket. It is breeze that carry them away. That's a demonic parable. Breeze doesn't carry words. Breeze doesn't carry words. Breeze doesn't carry worms. If breeze carry worms at all, it carries it to your future. To go and wait for you. The day you get there, the word begin to play out. Tell yourself, I'm going higher. Tell yourself, I'm a success. Tell yourself, I am a success. Say to yourself, I am a glorious child. Say to yourself, I am a blessing. Say to yourself, my door is opening. There is no devil that can contend with those words. Keep saying it. You may not look like it at the initial stage. Keep saying it. Let me show you one story in the Bible, then we'll begin to pray. Let me show you one story in the Bible, then we'll begin to pray. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. The book of Numbers chapter 20. Numbers chapter 20. God knows how He moves His people. But on several occasions, we are used to a one-way traffic operation. And that was exactly what affected Moses here. Numbers chapter 20. Are you there? Okay. Let's start reading from verse 8. Let's read verse 8 to 12. Verse 8 to 12. Isaiah, Numbers, chapter 20. He said, take the rod. Now, that's God. When the people of God were crying for water, don't forget, they've cried for water before here. And the Lord told Moses, he said, strike the rock. And he carried his rod, foul. But water came out. And people drank. Say, wow. I don't know that this rod can also do this thing. No. He put his thing back. And he's enjoying himself. Until another time again, they got to a certain point and they are thirsty and they are crying for water this time. Then God now said, take the rod. Take the rod. And gather thou the assembly together. Thou and Aaron, thy brother. And speak ye unto the rock before their eyes. And it shall give forth his water. And speak ye. Unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink. Yes, go ahead. Okay. Verse 9. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. Yes, go ahead. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels. Must we fetch you water out of this rock? Is that what God said? Let's go ahead though. And Moses lifted up his hand. Instead of lifting up his voice. Instead of lifting his voice, he lifted up his hand. And with his rod, he smote the rock twice. Pa, pa. And the water came out abundantly. Huh? And the congregation drank. And their beast also. What concerns the people of God is water. But what concerns God is process. That's why sometimes any blessing a child of God gets that is pattern and the principle of the kingdom, God does not have hand in it. And look at what the Bible says. Okay, go ahead. Verse 12 now. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. God was angry against that process. What God was doing is that, I've left the era of using physical things. I want you to start speaking. Because you are taking these people to a place whereby it is the word of their mouth that will work. Not what they handle. The things they can see, they are temporal. But I want a situation whereby, what if you don't go with your rod to the field? And then you need to do something. Just speak. So God is teaching them, say, gather the congregation and speak in their presence. But the man of God went and do what? He carried rod and hit the rock. He didn't know that the rod that God said, carry your rod, is not the rod of the hand. It's the rod of the mouth. If you look at the book of Isaiah chapter 11, the Bible says, shall judge the earth with equity. Am I correct? Let's look at it. Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes, verse 4. Verse 4. Go to verse 4. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. He said, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with what? Eh? You didn't say it louder. You will open your door with what? You are going to open your door with what? Some people think it's visa they need to travel abroad. You need to travel abroad. Start speaking. You have written an application. You have submitted your CV. Okay? Start speaking. Start speaking. Don't let the devil catch you. All you need is to submit your application. Submit your CV. If your CV is okay, don't worry. Start speaking. Start saying something. Start saying something. Start saying something. Whatever you believe is going to fetch it for you, start saying it. Devil told the Job in the book of Job chapter 2. He says skin for skin. What I call it? If you look at it in Yoruba, only a war for a war. Skin for skin. It was devil that he's talking about. He said whatever a man has, he used to redeem his soul. Only on container, but he loves him right here. I think it's chapter 2, what? Huh? Okay? Job chapter 2, verse 4. Look at it. Okay? He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips. So from today, start speaking. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath, will he give for his life? And let me ask you a question this morning. What do you have to give for your life? There is a level money we get or money we fail. It is the word of your mouth. You don't want to die? Keep speaking. You can't be talking about death and think you are going to live long. You can't be talking about closed doors and think doors will open. Start speaking something great to your life. Tell yourself it is possible. Say it louder. Say it is possible. They tell you, if you don't know this, if you don't know that, you can't enter there. Tell them it is possible. Is possible. When I was coming back to Nigeria from America the second time I traveled, I was to come with Air France. All of a sudden I was reading news and they said Air France is on strike. Air France. So it's not only Nigeria they strike. Honestly, I thought it's Nigeria that strike. They say Air France has Rocco. And they said they are striking, they put date. I come to discover that it's 3 days after the day I'm supposed to return that they will be opening up. I say, Manoli, I'll go home. So I began to make arrangements. So they have to change my flight to Lufthansa. So I have to come Lufthansa. So I pay about $200 for the exchange and all of that. So we did it. Because I was coming for 9VG. So, and I spent 1 month there. I don't like America again. I'm coming back home. How can I be sitting down and be sleeping and be sleeping and be sleeping? It's you that like that kind of a thing. I don't like it. Amen. Just wake up in the morning and say, oh yeah, jam and love buffet. At the love buffet, you eat and eat and eat and eat. I told them, I said, I'm going home. Home, sweet home. Sweet home. He says, they gave you 6 months. You can even spend 2 months. Say, I'm going home. I'm even missing my wife in the first place. I'm going home. So, they gave me Lufthansa. When I got to the airport, when I saw the crowd, I keep asking from the officers of Lufthansa, all these people, where did they go? He said, they're all going to Germany. Sir, we are on queue. Almost 500 people are ahead of me. Yep. The brother that took me to the airport said, sir, I don't think you can go today. I said, I'll go. Don't worry. I said, you people, just check me in and go. And they checked me in truly. No place to even sit down at the lunch. I stood. I rest my back on the wall. Masasa Kalaban Shanda Kayaba Ruse Zelibaya Holy Ghost. I must go. Because my eyes is in Nigeria, sir. I must go home today, Holy Spirit. I will reach Nigeria. I will reach Nigeria. Whatever it will take you, sir. The queue. People keep straight. I keep wondering, where are these people coming from? White, black, green, purple, go where? Everywhere, I can't look one. So they now say, time to bow. Sir, by the time you want to enter here, they say, no, we are here. We are here. You keep going to the back, going to the back, until I finally met myself at the back. With my small traveling bag. And I stood. Rebaba Zandalaba. I am a son of the king. I cannot be stranded. I carry the face of Jesus. I carry the mind of Christ. I'm a son of the king. And I keep confessing to myself. Even if it's only one person they are going to carry today, it is me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All of a sudden, where I was standing, somebody just taught me. He's a white man. I don't know him. See, tomorrow. He said, going to where? I said, I'm going to Nigeria. He said, where are you stopping over? I said, I'm stopping over at Germany. He said, follow me. And I follow him with my bag. I keep running after him. And he was moving very fast. And he took front. Yeah. He said, he's going to Germany. He's going to Nigeria. So, you check him in. And I said, where's your car? And I gave them. Sir, I want to look back and say, thank you. I didn't see anybody again. Actually, the faces I saw are white, but I didn't see that one again. That's how I entered. By the time I entered inside plane, I was number four. How did I get there? By connection? Where did I know white man? Sir, by what? By the word of my mouth. You can't be stranded if you can speak. Your door cannot be closed if you can speak. This morning, are you ready to speak? The Bible says, he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth. So, from now, begin to speak to yourself. I'm not stranded. Amen? Amen. You are a sister, you are believing God for a husband. Stop telling yourself, my time has passed. Who told you that? Your time has not passed. Your time has not passed. Tell yourself, say, my time has not passed. Oh, say it very well to yourself. Say it one more time, people of God. My time has not passed. I am at the center of my time. It is my season. It is my time. Stop telling yourself that you are sick. You are not sick. Stop telling yourself that you are tired. Praise God. There is one brother, he's a Living Faith member, but very close to me. His wife put to bed. And he called me. Hey, daddy, come on. Come on. Operation. You know, there are some people, operation, they see it as if it's a trouble. I said, okay, no problem. Let me just go there. I go to General Hospital. Hey, they said they just bring her from theater now. But lost the baby. Ah, I feel for the woman. But she hasn't wake up. So they took me to the ward. And I saw the woman. She kept shouting, I am tired. Unconsciously. I am tired. And we're there. You know, as she kept on repeating that statement. I started having a reaction in my spirit that this woman with that. I am tired. The husband went there and put a handkerchief on her mouth. Stop talking, my dear. Stop talking. I'm tired. She kept on saying it. You know, people that can talk. No, when they are unconscious, they keep talking. She repeated it for about 30, 40 times. She was just saying it continuously. I am tired. The whole world. I am tired. And that spirit kept on telling me, she's going. See, she said she's tired. She's going. Lord, how do I change? You know, you need to be a man of God that hear God, though. Lord, how do I change this word from this woman? The Lord says, start praying. And keep repeating. Let the amen be fast. You know the type of CAC amen. Amen, 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 amen. I give Lord, healer, touch her. And everybody, you know, we're about five there. They can say, amen, amen, amen. We don't know the time the woman drop, I am tired. And he join us, amen, 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 amen. Say, Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Everybody stop. Amen. 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 I now told them, I said, this is better than I am tired. This is a word that is better than I am tired. She kept on saying, amen, amen. Even when I got to the woman, the husband called me and said, come and say, amen. I said, Shafile, let her be saying amen. Don't worry. If it's amen, there is no threat. If it's amen, there is no problem. The woman is walking on the street today with two boys after that time. Now, what am I trying to say is that devil always want to put negative word in your mouth so that you can lock the door against yourself. From today, no door will lock against you anymore. Don't forget, the Bible says the power of life and death is in where? Is in the tongue. And they that love it, they eat thereof. The Bible says a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his lips. Rise up on your feet this morning. Are you ready to speak? Oh, that's no. Are you ready to speak? Are you ready to speak? Are you ready to speak? Why do you think Abraham just told them? He said, hey, young man, stay here. He said, stay here. I and this boy will go yonder. Abi? He said, when we finish the sacrifice, I and this boy will return back to you. Right in his mind, he knew he wanted to go and slaughter that boy. But because he said, we will return, God didn't allow his word to fall to the ground. From today, start telling you, even when your result is not encouraging, tell yourself, I'm not a failure. Am I correct? Pastor, have you drove a car or drive a car that the brake failed before? Eh? The brake failed. You press it like this, the thing just didn't press. You pump. You start pumping. Start pumping. So if finally you just pack something and somebody asks, kilo share, kilo desa, kilo desa, what do you say? The car brake failed. Do you say, I failed? There are some games, I don't like playing them. As you are playing them, because you didn't win, you say, oh, you failed. I didn't fail. I just delete. How can you be telling me that I failed? They are prophetic in nature. How will you tell me that I failed? I didn't fail. So when your result is not good, and they say, what happened to your result? The way your face, you carry a long face. He says, I failed. You didn't fail. Eh? Mathematics failed. You didn't fail. Tell somebody beside you, I didn't fail. We don't fail in this kingdom, sir. We don't fail in this kingdom. That does not mean that you are trying to excuse yourself. Yes, you are the one that did it, but it didn't work out well. But don't curse yourself because of examination. Something new is happening about your life. Are you ready to speak? This money is money of speaking. You want to speak. Speak to your door. The Bible says in Psalm 24 verse 7, let's look at it. How did he say it? He didn't say, let the door. He didn't say, let the door. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. Lift up your heads and be ye lifted up, all ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory shall come in. God wants to enter into your life and sup with you. Command that door to open. Command that door to open. Sir, command that door to open. What did I say now? You are not talking to me, people of God. Oh, say it louder, people of God. Say it one more time, 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 people of God. I want you now, right where you are standing, call upon the name of Jesus three times and begin to declare, my door begin to open. Door of financial blessing begin to open. Door of favor begin to open. Door of lifting begin to open. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall remain open. No more shutting. In the name of Jesus, shall we just begin to pray that prayer very quickly? Pray that prayer very quickly. Ragabalaba shanda kayaba babala. Let the door begin to open. Command the door begin to open. Let your door begin to open. Command that door to open. command that door to open. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
That's to do. Let somebody say louder, amen.
Amen.
The Lord was talking. Jesus said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Do you know the Bible has said that about Jesus before he ever said that to Peter? In the book of Isaiah 22, verse 22. Isaiah 22 verse 22. Actually, it's talking about Jesus. But don't forget, the Bible says, as he said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. Sent you like that. He said, and the keys of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open and none shall shut. And he shall shut and none shall do what? Shall open. So that scripture is talking about you now. As the Father has sent him, so he has sent you. Praise God. So when it comes to the word of mouth, I'm dangerous. I'm dangerous. If I want to buy your house, I can be coming to your gate and be speaking to your gate for 1 year. Hello? I don't get tired. I just get to your gate. I just speak. I say, this house, I buy you. I go. I come back. The following day, this house, I buy you. I go. This house, I buy you. I go. If you see me, you think I'm foolish. But I'm buying your house in the realm of the spirit. There is a mosque very close to our church. They are using it for Friday mosque. One day, sir, they are already spilling over to the front of the church praying. And you know they like praying at the road. There is a land, that landed property beside our generator. They are already doing wolimat there. One of the days I was in the office, all afternoon, I came out. I saw all of them with a hijab inside the entire compound. They litter everywhere with yogurt milk and all of that. I said, which type of thing is this? The Lord said, you permitted it. Mike Mudock said, you don't complain about what you permit. The Lord said, you permitted it. I am somebody that God did not need to talk to me 2 times before I know what he said. That same night, I resume my duty. 12 a.m. I'm already on the fence. Everybody have gone to sleep. I'm already on the fence. If I do it in the afternoon, people will think I'm being ritual. For us, it's a ritual. I just speak. You, this land, nobody will be able to buy you until I die you. This church is going to buy this land. And you, this mosque, I render you useless. In the name of Jesus. I don't have anything against you. I move Friday prayer from here. So you are not a threat to me, but you are creating problem for me here. Is an insult upon my calling. You, this mosque, I move you. In the name of Jesus, I move you. I keep moving it. I keep moving it. Doing it as I was doing it to the land, so I was doing it to the mosque. So, 1 hour between 12 and 1. When it's 1 a.m., in Jesus' name I pray. I enter my car, I go home. When I did it for 1 month, yeah, I was satisfied. I won't bug you with the story of how we got the land. I won't bug you with that story. But people of God, after 1 month that I finished praying, I just covered that there is a fight between Gwari and Nupes. The Gwari said, this is our land. How can a Nupes man come and build Friday mosque for us? We won't allow that. How can we Gwari be coming to Nupes mosque? Sir, does it make any difference? But God has raised indignation from heaven. That's how they moved the central mosque, the Friday mosque, to the white one inside. If you pass our church, there is one white one is the quarries that went to build that one. That's how they move Friday prayer from here to that place. And our area have rest. You can create chance for yourself if you know how to speak. Hello. Without writing letter to your headquarters, Lagos, you can transfer your boss. If it's not giving you rest. I didn't say you should go and be transferring people anyhow. But it's giving you serious headache. It's always on your neck. It's always after you, after your downfall. Then you switch on. Then you greet him in the morning. Good morning, sir. You are moving, sir. In Jesus' name. You say, thank you. Just keep telling him you are moving. In Jesus' name. You are moving. Oh, move your Lord here. Sir, you just hear one money. Now your transfer has come, sir. It's well, low. You know, you are the one telling me I'm moving. Oh, Lord, here. I tell you, people of God, there is power in your tongue. There is power in your tongue. I want you to speak one more time before I declare over you this morning. The Lord, I declare my door opening. Every power that will allow me to move forward, I bury them by the word of my mouth today. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Rakapalaba shanda kayaba. Yes, Lord. Declare that door open now. The door of the heart of men. The ancient doors. Command them to lift up their heads. In the mighty name of Jesus. Command the door of your place of work to open for your favor. You are a student, command the door of that school to open for your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, let me quickly say this to you. Anytime you are going to a new territory, you are a Christian, stop entering casually. Enter with the word of your mouth. I told Pastor Dave when he was going to UK, I said, General Overseer journey to anywhere is not ordinary. Our journey is different from church member journey. He's going by scholarship. You are going to go and take over the land. You are a prince. Every General Overseer that is traveling must know that he's taking over the land. Immediately they welcome us and they say, welcome to America. I was entering America for the first time in my life. Lagedebo Shinda Kayaba. I take over the entire atmosphere. In the mighty name of Jesus. You soon see what will be happening in nations. For us. Why? Because the word of our mouth has gone forth. The word of our mouth has gone forth. From now, start speaking. From now, start speaking. Tell somebody besides, say, start speaking. That's why I love this part of your service, the confession. Weekly confession. That confession, don't just say it here and go and sleep. Wake up tomorrow morning. Have it. That brother read it from phone. Tell him, sir, transfer it to me. I don't know where that church member normally get it. Good. Before you step out in the morning, look at those powerful words. Sir, they are not easy. Those words are not easy. You may think you just declare it. Devil know that you meant war. That demons, they will bow at my feet. Why? Those words are not casual words. But you know there are some of us that take it for granted. After reading it, even on Sunday, self, when you stand up here, you say, oh, confession, you go. It happens to you. Let me see your hands up. I know you will raise up your hand now. Isn't this thing so long? The moment mega joy is coming, I think you are the one that read it every Sunday. You are not the one. Eh? They rotate it, have you? Okay. For any day you see mega joy coming, say, but that is the longer piece too. But that's word of your liberation for the week. That's word of your liberation for the year. Is somebody hearing me now? You know, we have different kind of people in church. Say, must we confess this thing? He didn't know that it's for his deliverance. Wake up tomorrow, even before you sleep today, make sure you go through it again. Tomorrow morning, Go through it again throughout the week until we get new one next week. That's a labor of your pastor over your head. He knew what he saw before he put those words down. They are for your victory. They are for your victory. Unfortunately, you see a lot of church members celebrating under pastor in town. You say, wow! I like Eneche. He didn't like his own pastor. He didn't like his own pastor. What his pastor is doing over his head, he didn't appreciate it. I was watching Dagewa. You know he's my teacher. He was a crusader. He went to preach at Action Chapel. That's Dr. Williams' church. He said, I come to preach for you today. Your pastor preached for you 365 days. He said, if you love me more than your pastor, you are sick. He said, you are sick. Can you just imagine? For John D to, King D to cross over to the other building there now. And they gave him jollof rice in the house. Jollof rice of one day. And those people didn't want to behave like bad neighbor. They didn't even see jollof rice for the next day here. But they just say, Omotuwa kiwalini. Hey, you have been jollof rice as chicken and jade. And guy there, Roger Connie. He didn't know that they just, every pastor, when they go to preach somewhere, they preach their best. But go to their house. They settle down to teach the people the word. It's not every day that God scatters things. So that one pastor comes to preach and he scatters everywhere. Say, I like this man. Even more than our pastor. You have a problem. Tell that guest to preach in this church for 1 month. He will get to a point and say, we need to settle down for principles now. He can't be scattering everything every day. And King D eat your love rice there and chicken. He said, Mommy, I like that house more than this house. Can you just imagine? He liked that house more than this house. This is a house where when it's cold, they went to look for hot water. When there is heat, they make sure they spare one fan for him. Those people didn't know when he was catching heat or catching cold. And the labor of those years, you forget it, you now come back and say, I like that house more than this. Because of your love rise of one day. That's the way many Christians do. Appreciate the labor of your pastor. That word is not ordinary. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That word is not ordinary. You know, sometimes when there are a lot of pastors that have followed me. When I see pastor, I know the time he goes to the mountain. It's not every pastor that goes to mountain now. Because of S-men attack. They no longer go. He still goes to the mountain. I won't tell you the days he goes to mountain. I know. He goes to the mountain. That's the same way that I go to the mountain. He learns it from me. And he never departs from it today. He labors. Truly and genuinely. So appreciate his labor. Whatever he says, believe him. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Whatever he says, believe him. If he didn't hear it from God, it means he had it from me. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? And he's an authentic man of God in our generation. I thank God for his life. Amen. You know, I won't be able to keep talking about myself. If you know the number of invitations I turned down, you'll be amazed. There's one boy in this town of the same block. His mother is my elder sister. His mother dropped bread like this. I carry it. I'm the last set of people that carry the bread. The same father, the same mother of his mother. He's in ministry in town. But I don't understand what he's doing, sir. I can say it boldly in anywhere. And he came to me and said, my ministry clocked 10 years, sir. And I want you to come and preach for me. I said, family ties aside, I don't understand what you are doing. I don't even know that you have ministry. And I told him I won't come. He says, sir, you will come. I said, okay, let's watch and see. He expected me, he didn't see me. Because in this generation, identification matters a lot. Who you identify with will make people to describe you who you are. So very important. But I identify with his work. Identify with what he's doing. So always follow him. Whatever he does is authentic. I see God helping you. Lay your right hand on your forehead as I prophesy over you. I say it with all authority this morning. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. everyone under the sound of my voice, I proclaim your door is open.
Amen.
Your door is open.
Amen.
Your door is open.
Amen.
It will no more be shut.
Amen.
As you have declared today, so shall it be.
Amen.
As you have declared today, so shall it be.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every door that you have been knocking for a longer period of time, every door that you have been approaching for a longer period of time, every door that you have been going to and they refuse to open it, I stand upon the rock of ages this hour. The Bible says every other ground is a seeking sound. According to the word of the Lord that has been given to me today, that speak to the door, it will open. Speak to the door, it will open. I speak to your door now, and I command them to open up.
Amen.
Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up with everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord that is mighty. The Lord that is mighty in battle. He said, lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up with everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord that is mighty. He is the King of glory. I proclaim today by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, let your door be open now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Door of favor. Door of favor.
Amen.
Door of blessing.
Amen.
Door of blessing.
Amen.
Door of greatness.
Amen.
Door of promotion.
Amen.
Door of helpers.
Amen.
Door of helpers.
Amen.
Door of helpers.
Amen.
Door of assistance.
Amen.
Door of assistance.
Amen.
Door of assistance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Door of abundance.
Amen.
Door of miracles.
Amen.
Door of signs and wonders.
Amen.
Door of healing.
Amen.
Door of deliverance.
Amen.
Door of the heart of men. Door of the heart of man. They are open to you right now. In the name of Jesus. If there is anyone here that has been stranded for a longer period of time because the door refused to open, from today, strandedness is over. From this morning, strandedness is over. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now stretch forth your two hands. The Lord asked me to declare this way to everybody. But please, he asked me to declare. There are some things I don't say them. I don't do them because I dread words. But the Lord says, say it like that to their lives. I command you to say it. Everyone under the sound of my voice here this morning, I move you forward in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By the word of the Lord from my mouth, everyone under the sound of my voice, Elisha said, by the word of the Lord from my mouth, he said, there shall be no more famine. I therefore decree today, by the word of the Lord from my mouth here now, I proclaim, you are moving forward in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By the word of the Lord from my mouth, I promote you.
Amen.
By the word of the Lord from my mouth, I promote you.
Amen.
By the word of the Lord from my mouth, I promote you.
Amen.
And by the word of the Lord from my mouth, you are a Sussex.
Amen.
By the word of the Lord from my mouth, the door is opening for you.
Amen.
Your door is open.
Amen.
I say your door is open.
Amen.
I say your door is open.
Amen.
I say your door is open.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Go and shine.
Amen.
Go and prosper.
Amen.
Go and succeed.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. From this morning, good news on every side.
Amen.
Good news on every side.
Amen.
In your life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in obedience to your word, we've done the first day, second day, third day. Today is the third day. We obey your word. At the completion of every obedience, miracle always follow. In the life of every member of Icon of Glory, I've been coming to this meeting for the past 3 days, joining online, far and near. I decree right now, because you have obeyed for these 3 days, miracle follows in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Testimonies upon testimonies. Grounds are breaking for you.
Amen.
Doors are opening for you.
Amen.
Men are rising up to favor you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is well with you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Receive grace to keep speaking.
Amen.
Never to get tired.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. The last one, look at somebody beside tell that person, from this morning or from this moment, don't say it. Say it louder. Say, don't say it.
Don't say it.
the way it is. Say it the way you want it to be. Do you get that gist? Look at another person again, saying, from this moment, don't say it the way it is. Say it the way you want it to be. Okay, lastly, say it to yourself. Now say, Ojo Peters. Don't say it the way you see it. Say it. Say it. The way I want to look like. So keep saying it to yourself. I'm good. Amen. I'm great. Hallelujah. You know, I learned that in America. You know, one day one white man greeted me. I say, hi. I say, hi. No, he say, hi to me. I say, hi. How are you? I say, I'm fine. He look at me and say, Paddy. You know, they don't say, I'm fine there. They say, I'm good. Then I say, I'm good. Say it again. Say it again. Yes, I'm. No, no, don't do your mouth like I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm good. Hallelujah. You are going far. In the name of Jesus. I'm sound, I'm well, I'm okay, I'm glorious, I'm great, I'm joyous. So shall it be for you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, sir.